Well, I think it was last Halloween, I was handing out Halloween candy at my rectory, and one of the kids came up, and he was dressed like a Franciscan monk. And so I said to him, "Who are you, St. Francis or Padre Pio?" He said, "No, I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi." Now, every saint has a particular feast day. St. Francis's feast day is October 4th. St. Clair, August 11th, St. Joseph, March 19th. But today is All Saints' Day. Today we honor all the saints, all those in the kingdom of God, both our canonized saints and our uncanonized saints. There's only about 10,000 canonized and beatified saints in the Catholic Church, and yet there are millions, billions of souls in heaven seeing God face to face in the beatific vision. Well, what is the definition of a saint? A saint, of course, is anyone who gets to heaven. Anyone who's in heaven right now is a saint, whether there are pictures on the holy card or not, whether they're canonized or not. If they're in heaven, seeing God face to face, then we can call them a saint, even if they're not canonized. The saints are those who died in the state of grace. So anyone who dies in the state of grace will go to heaven. They may have to temporarily pass through purgatory for a period, but they will make it to heaven if you die in the state of grace. What is the definition of a saint? Saints are our friends in high places, right? You've heard about friends in low places. Well, the saints are our friends in high places. The saints are our cloud of witnesses that the book of Hebrews talks about. Those that are interceding for us, those that are praying for us here on earth. The saints were the friends of God, and any friend of God should be a friend of ours. We should become very close to the saints. Another definition of a saint is a sinner who never gave up. Somebody who kept on trying, kept on striving for holiness, who had that great hunger and thirst for righteousness and for holiness, who persevered to the end, who kept fighting against sin, who kept fighting against temptation, who persevered until the end. Once a little girl was asked, "What is the definition of a saint?" And she looked up at the stained glass windows in her church, and she saw the beautiful light shining through. She said, "I know. A saint is someone through whom God's light shines through." Beautiful definition of a saint. Now, when we think about the saints, we should remember three things about the saints. First is that we need to ask them to intercede for us. Second, we should follow their example. And third, we should imitate their virtues. Those three things. Ask the saints to intercede for you. Some of the saints obviously had jobs just like ours. Some were moms, some were dads, some were doctors, some were lawyers, some were teachers, some were priests, some were nuns, some were students. See, the saints lived very similar circumstances to us, so we can ask them to pray for us, especially our patron saints. Second, we should follow their example of living that holy life within the world. See, everybody is called to become a saint. That's your vocation. That's my vocation. Everybody has that vocation, that universal call to holiness. So we should follow their example. And then we should imitate their virtues. See, the saints lived heroic virtue, heroic courage like a Thomas More or the martyrs, heroic purity like Maria Goretti, heroic patience like St. Monica. So we need to imitate their virtues. It's not an accident that today the church gives us the Beatitudes as really the pattern for holiness for the saints as well as for all of us. So how to become a saint? Just live today's gospel. Live the Beatitudes. Try to be poor in spirit, which means to be detached from material things, from the things of the world, to be humble. Blessed are those who mourn. We have to mourn our own sins, be sorry for our sins, and weep over the sins of the world. We have to be meek, which means to be patient. The Lord says we have to hunger and thirst for righteousness. That means really desire holiness. If you read the lives of the saints, like Saint Therese and Bernadette, they had this great desire to become a saint. It's in their journals, it's in their diaries, it's in their writings. Blessed are the merciful, for they'll be shown mercy. See, it's very easy to get to heaven. If you want God to be merciful to you, just be merciful towards others, right? If you're merciful towards everyone during your life, then God will be merciful towards you on your judgment day. It's very easy to know that God will be merciful towards us if our whole life, if we've been merciful towards everyone that we've come in contact with. The more merciful we are to others, the more merciful God will be to us. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Not only see God through faith in this world, but see God in the beatific vision in the next. Blessed are the peacemakers. Be a peacemaker with your spouse, with your children, with your grandchildren. And then he concludes by saying, and blessed are you when you're persecuted for your faith. When they accuse you falsely of these things, blessed are you when you're persecuted for your faith. Then he says, your reward will be great in heaven. So what I would recommend today is read the lives of the saints. Start with your own baptismal saint, the one you were named after, and read about that saint. And then read about your confirmation saint. Try to remember who you picked for your confirmation and read about that saint. And then read about the other lives of the saints. Next to reading the Bible, the most important books you can read are the lives of the saints. St. Francis de Sales once said that Scripture is like music written on a page, but reading the saints, that's like music sung, music being played out, music being heard and lived, because the saints took the Scriptures, like the Beatitudes, and lived them so perfectly. Yes, we read sacred Scripture first and foremost as the inspired Word of God, but if you want to read in addition to Scripture, the most important thing, the lives of the saints, because then that's how you see Scripture being lived out so beautifully.